I want to talk this morning, I won't be before you long, about speak to the mountain. Amen. And, you know, a lot of times, a lot of people, I can remember I was at a service, and I call it giving praise to the devil. First thing this lady got up, the devil is busy. Oh, the devil is busy. No, God, amen. Come on, somebody. God is God, amen. And he has equipped us. He has equipped his children. He has equipped the body of Christ with his word and with his promises that we can use to defeat the enemy every time, amen. Amen. So we have to learn how to speak to the mountain. Amen. We have to learn how to speak to our situations. Praise God. Because we can look in the scripture and see that God did the same thing when he called forth this earth. He said, light be. And we all know what happened. Light was. Amen. And the Bible said it was very good. Amen. He called the land forth. He called the water forth. He called forth the animals. Amen. And they all came and came into existence. Amen. Wow. They came out of what he spoke into existence. Amen. So there are some things that we have to speak into some in existence. Amen. Praise God. But we got to understand that the devil is a defeated foe. Amen. We got to understand that he lost his power. Amen. We got to understand that he is nothing compared to the child that will believe God's word and the one that will take his word, put it in their heart, put it in their mouth, and let it go forth. The devil is a defeated foe. Amen. 1 Peter 5:8 says, and now watch what the scripture says. It says, be sober. This is 1 Peter 5:8. I'm reading out the King James. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. There are some people that the devil is going to get. Amen. You just got to face the fact. He's going to get some people. Amen. But he goes about as a roaring lion. Amen. He goes about as a roaring lion, and he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Amen. I can remember I was watching this show, and it was some kind of prison show, and it was one little guy. He was trying to act like he was a gangster. I'm trying to think what I think he, a blood or whatever. But he was trying to act like he was a gangster. But the other guys knew he wasn't no gangster. He real gangster. He wasn't with their set. Amen. And he walked in there and you know how they talk. What set you claim, cuz? y'all know how they talk. And they knew he wasn't a real gangster. So they beat him up. They beat him down. He was walking around like he was a real gangster. Amen. Amen. But see, the devil walks around like he's a roaring lion. But listen, he ain't got no teeth. Amen. You ever seen a baby chew on your finger? They ain't got no teeth. It don't hurt. It does not hurt. But let that little baby grow some teeth. Ow! Now, my children bit me many a times. Amen. How many of y'all have bit before? Amen. Amen. It hurts. Amen. But he does not have any teeth. He goes about as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Let's look at John 10:10. Now we're talking about the devil. It says, the thief cometh not but for to steal. Number one, he's a thief. He's a no good thief. Anytime you open the door for the devil, you get yourself into sin, you open the door, you can be guaranteed he coming to steal something from you. He's a no good thief. Amen. He's a no good thief. That's why you don't play with the enemy. That's why you don't play with the devil. Number one, he's your adversary, and he's a no good thief. It says the thief cometh not but for to steal, number one. Number two, he's coming to kill, and then he's coming to destroy. Jesus said, but I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. So the devil is a no good thief, and he's your adversary, walking about like he's a roaring lion. Amen. Now turn to Matthew 21:21. This is what we're trying to get to. Amen. We speak to the mountain. You know, at some point in your life, those things that have been buffeting you and those things that has been coming against you, you listen, how long you going to put up with lack? How long you gonna put up with sickness? There should come a point in time you just get fed up. I'm not gonna say you ought to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's a bad, bad confession. You just ought to get fed up with the devil. You ought to get fed up with depression. You ought to get fed up with a lack of job. You ought to get fed up with addiction. You ought to get fed up with marriage problems. You ought to get fed up with problems with your kids. How long you gonna let the enemy keep putting this stuff on you? And Jesus gave us the answer. Verse 21 says, Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, I'm going to read our way through it and then we're going to go back through it. Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do which was done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say to this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. How long we going to put up with the devil? How long will we put up with the stuff that he's trying to put in our lives? I mean, he can't sleep at night. You know, people make bad confessions all the time. I can remember one time, that's all people talked about, how many haters they had. To all my haters out there. I mean, man, everybody you turn around, they talked about how many haters they had. We don't confess that. I got favor with everybody. Amen. Come on, y'all. Everybody I come in contact with, I got favor. Amen. I call favor with my clients, my people I do business with my bosses, with my wife, my children, you all. I got favor with everybody. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now let's look at verse 21. Verse 21, Jesus said, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith. Well, number one, I qualify because I know I got faith. Matthew 12:3 says that God has dealt unto every man the measure of faith. Amen. He has dealt unto every man the measure of faith. So I know that I qualify. Amen. Then James 1:6. Let's look at that. He said, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not. Turn to James 1. Now I'm going to read verse 6. Doubt not. He said, verse 6 says, But let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Now, in the Passion Translation, New Living Translation, they say, He that doubteth. He that doubteth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he should receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his way. Or a man that doubteth is unstable in all his way. You're not going to receive anything if you get over into doubt. Amen? You're not going to receive one thing from God if you get over into doubt. Let's go back to Matthew 21:21. Verily I say unto you, if you have faith, number one, we know we all been given the measure of faith. Amen. Everybody got faith.